The Brexit vote. Global business news 24 hours a day at Bloomberg.com, the Radio Plus mobile app, and on your radio. This is a Bloomberg Business Flash.
From Bloomberg World Headquarters, I'm Charlie Pellett. The Dow, the S&P, NASDAQ, all declining. This update is brought to you by Sector Spider ETFs. Why buy a single stock when you can invest in the entire sector? Visit SectorSPDRS.com or call 1-866-SECTOR. ETF. Stocks are lower right now. The S&P 500 index slumping 0.3% to 2180. Stocks declining as investors await Friday's speech from Fed Chair Janet Yellen. They'll be listening for clues on when to expect higher borrowing costs. The Dow is down 38 points, a drop there of 0.2%. NASDAQ is down 23, a drop of 0.5%. The 10-year down 1/32nd, that yield 1.55%. Gold down 1.3%, dropping $17.50 the ounce to $13.24. Crude oil, West Texas Intermediate, down 2.9%. I'm Charlie Pelletin. That's a Bloomberg Business Flash.
You're listening to Taking Stock with Pim Fox and Kathleen Hayes on Bloomberg Radio.
Mylan and EpiPens. Well, EpiPens are in the news because since 2007, the price of EpiPens has increased by 400%. During that same time, the now chief executive of Mylan, her salary has increased more than 670%. Here to tell us more is Michael Ray. He is the chief executive of RX Savings Solutions, and he is based in Overland Park, Kansas. Michael, thanks for being with us. Tell us about EpiPens and why has the price increased so much?
Yeah, well, Pim, it's always a pleasure to be with you. You know, with the EpiPen situation, you've got a couple of things, market factors combining. You've got the mergers of a couple companies. You've got a really big marketing campaign that's driven a bit of fear in the market. And essentially, at the end of the day, that's increased the price. There's obviously been some price spikes. But what EpiPen does is it's epinephrine is the active ingredient. It actually helps relax the smooth muscle in the throat. And so what happens sometimes with kids with a bee sting or a peanut allergy, they may have a reaction where their throat swells up. The epinephrine will actually stop that from happening and could be life-saving, which is why it's such a dilemma for a lot of parents on whether or not they spend the $600 on it.
And Michael, you know, we have talked today about the CEO of Mylan, Heather Brush. Her father is Democratic Senator Joe Manchin. We've seen some of these executives from other pharmaceutical companies get called into Congress to actually talk about these price hikes, whether it's famed Martin Shkreli, the former leader of Turing Pharmaceuticals, or executives from Valeant. But when I think about this this group of companies, this seems to be the one that has the most general consumer recognition. This is the EpiPen. You know, this is, to your point, the one that you grab if your kid does have a bee sting. Does this change the game at all for how Congress is looking at these companies and whether we see some kind of congressional order, and B, for Mylan itself?
Yeah, so great question. I mean, I think when you look at Turing and you compare it to Mylan, with Turing, you know, you've got a life or death situation with their drug as well, usually in some very sick HIV patients. In this case, now you're dealing with children, so you've got maybe even an even more emotional component for some folks on that. And so, you know, they really, as a parent, you know, speaking as a parent, it's pretty difficult to say no matter what the cost is. But that said, there's economics involved, and there's supply and demand, and there's a breaking point. And I think that we've seen a breaking point being reached, not just in the case of Turing with the very big increase at one time, but also with EpiPen and the smaller percentage increases, but overall really, really inflating, you know, both their sales and net profits. Go ahead.
You know, you speak about supply and demand. Teva comes to mind because they have an epinephrine shot that is, you know, potentially being reviewed by the FDA as a competitor. Does this push that process to, come through faster? Do we see some kind of speedy review from the FDA as Mylan's going through this kind of public outcry right now?
Yeah, I think, you know, I'm all for competition, and I think this really ties into your question about bringing executives to Washington. I'm all for competition in the free market, but I'm not sure why Teva necessarily gets to jump the line in this case, knowing that, you know, there is an epinephrine auto injector that is readily available. Most people don't know that. And so I think this is a case where, you know, information is power. It's something that we really, you know, push hard on for our health plan and self-funded clients. And it's really about information in the hands of the person making the decision at the right time. In the case of bringing, you know, more of these executives to Washington, if there's actually a goal, I'm all for it. If there's actually something that's going to result, but if it's just a parade to kind of publicly berate them, I don't think it's gonna solve the problem that we're all looking for at the end of the day. And I think that really it should be people with solutions should be brought to Washington, because there are oftentimes things that can be done and something that we're definitely advocating for in the market.
Well, just to give the context here, Michael, EpiPens make up 40% of Mylan's operating profits, and the same device sells in France for $85. Is there any real reason why something that's sold for, well, I don't know, $50, $60 several years ago, is there anything in the EpiPen itself that has increased so dramatically to make it now cost more than $500?
Yeah, to my knowledge, no. I mean, I think it's effective marketing, it's effective branding, and they've increased the demand for the product. But from a, you know, cost of components that go into the product, I'm not aware of any shortage, any price spike, or anything like that.
All right. Thanks very much. Michael Ray, he is the founder and the chief executive of RX Savings Solutions. They are based in Overland Park, Kansas. The shares of Mylan are down about 4% today at $43.64. And as you mentioned at the very beginning, Alex, the chief executive of Mylan Pharmaceuticals, daughter of Democratic Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia, Heather Bresch. She was president of Mylan in 2007. She earned $2.4 million. And last year, she made $18.9 million. This is Bloomberg. Coming up on Taking Stock, we'll take stock of global foreign exchange markets. We'll find out, is the dollar overvalued? And what will Janet Yellen, chair of the Federal Reserve, what will her speech mean for dollars?